Today's devotional, the deliverance of a man with a deaf and dumb spirit. This one is found in Mark chapter 7, verses 31 to 37. Jesus left Tyre and went up to Sidon before going back to the Sea of Galilee and the region of the 10 towns, or Decapolis. A deaf man with a speech impediment was brought to him, and the people begged Jesus to lay his hands on the man to heal him. Jesus led him away from the crowd so they could be alone. He put his fingers into the man's ears, then spitting on his own fingers, he touched the man's tongue. Looking up to heaven, he sighed and said, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." Instantly, the man could hear perfectly, and his tongue was freed so he could speak plainly. Here's the reflection. There's a compassionate approach that Jesus took with the man. He took the man away from the crowd, showing that he cares for us individually. He sees our personal struggles and desires to address them personally, away from the noise and distractions that others obviously bring about. It reminds us that sometimes our greatest breakthroughs come in moments of intimacy with God, away from the crowd. Jesus used his own hands, that was his divine touch, demonstrating his personal involvement in the healing process. He is not distant or aloof. He is willing to get involved in our mess, even to the point of physically touching what is broken. Jesus looked up to heaven before he performed the miracle. He had a heavenward focus. This act of looking up signifies his connection to the Father and his dependence on divine power. It's also a reminder for us to keep our eyes fixed on heaven, knowing that our deliverance and strength come from above. The power of the word is so intense. The simple command, "Ephphatha," reveals the power of Christ's words. When Jesus speaks, things change. Our circumstances change. However dire or subject to the authority of his voice makes a difference. He speaks life, freedom, and restoration into situations that seem impossible. And when we look at transformation, it is immediate. The man's hearing was restored instantly. Yes, God is still in the business of healing us instantly. And that man was able to speak plainly. This immediate change illustrates that when Jesus moves, the transformation can be both profound and instantaneous. Our past limitations do not define our future when we encounter the power of Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your compassion and your power to deliver us from every hindrance. Just as Jesus opened the ears of the deaf man and loosed his tongue, we ask that you open our hearts and minds to hear your voice clearly and speak your truth boldly. Help us to seek those quiet moments with you where transformation happens. May we always look to heaven for our strength and deliverance. This we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Remember, the same Jesus who healed the man with the deaf and dumb spirit is still at work today. He sees your personal struggles and desires to bring you deliverance in every area of your life. Approach him with faith, knowing that one word from him, not two, not three, one word from him can change everything. Keep your eyes on heaven, trust in his touch, and watch as he opens doors that once seemed permanently shut. Be blessed and be encouraged.